Lebanon's long political crisis almost pushed the country to the brink of another civil war last month. Finally, the parliament elected a new president, Michel Suleiman. Tensions eased, but Lebanon's fractured politics didn't change overnight. Provocative posters and flags for the various parties remain all over Beirut. In fact, President Suleiman has asked that the posters of him be removed. That's unlikely to happen. Even if it does, it wouldn't change things much in Beirut. The World's Aaron Schachter reports.
The pictures are everywhere. Some are 8 stories tall. They show a handsome and confident Michel Suleiman. A week ago, the posters represented public euphoria over the fact that Lebanese politicians had finally elected a president. Today, they serve as provocative political advertisements for Christian parties to which the president, as a Christian, is allied. And Beirut Vice Mayor Taufik Kafouri wants the posters taken down.
This is the right way of respecting other people's feelings and political tendencies.
Kafouri says Suleiman's election went only so far in healing the wound inflicted by last month's violence.
It was a relief for everyone to have Mr. Suleiman president. Not because everyone believes and knows how capable Mr. Suleiman is or what Mr. Suleiman is going to do. The wound is still very fresh. And even though he's coming from the military school, he has to be moderate and he has to be a diplomat.
The Beirut City Council is set to meet this week to discuss taking down the posters of Suleiman. Council members will also consider what to do about the other political flags and slogans that plaster Beirut's neighborhoods. But you could remove every single Suleiman poster, every flag, and every picture of a political leader and not even scratch the surface. The Lebanese have 1,000 ways of expressing their various party loyalties. Young men routinely drive through Beirut streets with their car radios blasting and race around on scooters and motorcycles as they honk political party themes and wave factional flags. This behavior has inflamed tensions for years. In fact, the scooter phenomenon was partly blamed for the violence last month. Last week, the city imposed a scooter curfew of sorts. The police rounded up thousands of bikes and their riders in an attempt to reduce political tensions.
Hello. Nam.
Ali Haida says all the crackdown did was to anger people, including him. He owns the Tropicana cycle shop. His business is down 50% from a month ago.
There are some crazy people who are owning motorcycles. They do all sorts of things, which I am with the government to catch them. But there are many people who make trouble in cars. There are many people who make trouble in airplanes. Then why is it only have to be the motorcycle?
Targeting scooters may have been more about business than politics. Many scooters are unregistered, so rounding them up earned the government tens of thousands of dollars in fines. But Osama Safa, who heads the Lebanese Center for Policy Studies, says the scooter hooligans could ignite trouble again unless the authorities take charge.
You have to appreciate the fact that they cannot really impose a security curfew or guarantee the security without having to at least control the scooters. Most of the riots, the very violent riots of 3 weeks ago, were waged on scooters. Look, I mean, the symbolism is very important in this country, particularly that it's become a war of pictures, a war of slogans between various people.
I think it's a marketing strategy.
Karim Diab is managing director of Allied Advertising in Beirut. He says the political parties and their ad men control everything from the kids on their scooters to the flags and posters.
I mean, you can have a flag covering a building or you can have it on a stick in a small way. So it all depends on how aggressive the party wants to move. And sometimes overdoing it is not recommended. It might be overpowering and might kill the brand.
And so for all the apparent visual and audio chaos in the streets, it's utterly conventional. It's the time-honored mix of money and politics. The more posters and flags that go up, the more a political party garners support, and the more money there is to be made for its leaders and members. There's little chance that a request from Lebanon's president, however beloved he may be, will change that. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.